And just like that, Michael Bublé brings in the Christmas spirit to the afternoon show. It's Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2023. An auspicious day for us because we have our very best friends from Simpiti in the studio with us, led formidably by Jody, who, generally speaking, keeps everyone in their place. So I'm going to behave myself tremendously today.
I'll take it.
Let's welcome to Jody, Jenny, Simon Taylor, and it's Dane Fosslou, not Dean. I got it, because I've got Dean Martin on the brain because it's Christmas. So, and it's Fosslou, not Fosslou. Okay, so now we've got it all sorted. Let's talk Simbiti. What's been happening in Simbiti precincts behind the barricades? It's all beautiful and it's all exciting and it's all Christmas, I believe, right now.
It is always beautiful and exciting.
Man, that's
but,
cool.
But never behind the barricades, because we're such a beautiful open estate that everyone is welcome, especially at the country club. And so this is why I have these two fine upstanding gentlemen with me today. Simon is our head of food and beverage and Dane is our sports manager, our golf manager. So they're going to chat a little bit about the most exciting part of Simbiti. But just as a general overview, it's been a fantastic year for the estate. We've been voted number one residential estate in Bolito. Yes, I'm bragging. And we have got the best country club in the world.
Wow.
We're about to launch next year, break ground on a multi-million rand sports complex, which is going to offer something really incredible for our estate. And yeah, we're excited.
So that'll be a conversation we'll have in 2024, because, wow, that does sound exciting. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about right now. Because a whole bunch of people, I mean, if you just count the cars that have been coming in to town over the past couple of days, and from where we sit at the Lifestyle Center, I can just see the numbers building and building. It's fantastic. And it's definitely a time where people have decided, let's put aside the blues and the we've had a rough year, but it's Christmas coming up, or the festive season coming up, and we're here to party, and we're here to play, and we want to do all of the things that we've been looking forward to for so long. And it's not only those that have come from out of town. A lot of people in town are holidaying in their own town. And Simbiti's actually got some fantastic options. For those that don't know, let's talk about the country club. What have you got lined up for the festive season?
So, obviously, I mean, with the Fig Tree Restaurant and Drop Zone Bar, we will be hosting our Christmas Eve lunch this year. We do it on the 24th. We closed on the 25th itself, and we'll be doing a full spread with lamb, pork, beef, turkey, all the trimmings, a multitude of salads, and so on and so forth. Big dessert bar that everyone loves to get stuck into. And then Christmas Eve, we've got a cocktail theme. It's called All That Glitz. So we're going to have a lot of lights, glitter balls. So come dressed to impress. We'll, as I say, have a DJ and free arrival drinks and champagne. So it's going to be good fun.
Now, obviously, this is primarily geared to those that are on the estate, but it's open to the public as well.
Open to the public, yep. So it's 300 rand a person, and you can either phone in or book through our events department.
And I suggest that booking is essential, because it's going to be really, I think, oversubscribed. It sounds like it's
going to
be one
events of the year. Christmas itself, I think, is basically booked up. But New Year's, no, we've still got a lot of space, as the Natalians do. They book last minute. So, but no, plenty of space. I mean, we can hold up to 300 or so we can go up to. So lots more space to come.
Wonderful. And let's talk about the golf course and the sporting facilities that haven't yet opened but are about to. Dane, you'd be the right guy to talk about that.
So from the sports side, golf at the moment, we've done some big changes with the golf course. We redesigned a couple of the greens, the layouts, the templates. So there's been a bit of work going on with that. We've got... So we've done a bit of change to number 2 green. So we've redone it, relaid it, taken out a bit of slope. So that's one of the exciting things. 11, we've put in 2 bunkers on the right-hand side, so the course has changed a little bit. We've done a big cleanup project with trees. Obviously, being some BT and the eco state, we got to get the permissions to do the trees. But we clean up the trees, make it more attractive, playable. So there is a bit of changes with that. There's exciting things to come.
Wow. And does the estate, question for you, Jody, the idea that the Bolita community tends to go elsewhere during a lot of people do. Does this mean that there are quite a few rentals coming into Simbiti? Do you have that kind of situation?
Well, yes. So we actually see quite an interesting trend with Simbiti. Towards the end of the year, we see not only rentals coming in, but this is why our slogan is Welcome Your Home. We see all of our homeowners who don't stay here all year round coming through. So the estate as well is incredibly full and full of life, and that's how we like it. But yes, there are a lot of short-term rentals that come through, spend a week, spend 2 weeks there, and then obviously enjoy that everything Simbiti has to offer.
Yeah, and there's a huge amount of...
There is a multitude, absolutely.
How do you deal with those that want to go to the beach? Do you have a beach facility as well?
So there is a little known fact about Simbiti. We've got 6 access gates, but there is a special beach gate that it's about a kilometer's walk. You park your golf cart or your car down at the beach gate, and then you can just take a quick trot to Thompson's Bay and you ride back in the estate. It's really, really fantastic.
So you can literally...
Yes, you can literally walk to the beach, park and walk.
And do the little exercise.
Absolutely.
Fun going down to Thompson's Bay.
It's not so fun coming back up, but yes, no, listen, it's good.
It's a walk.
Well, that's just absolutely super. So we've now covered the Christmas Eve, the lunch Christmas Eve, the New Year's Eve party, the golf, the pro shop. We haven't talked about the pro shop. What's happening there?
So the pro shop, we've actually got some exciting specials during the December time. We've got a lot of Christmas stocking fillers. So anyone looking for some BT memorabilia or anything, we've got those. Great new head covers, coin collection. We've got some nice new clothing as well in stock. And we're partnering up with a company called Duca, which is an Italian handcrafted golf shoe.
Wow.
So we will be stocking those, especially in the ladies range. And they've got some exciting styles and new kit that's coming.
Now, for anyone listening to this and that's curious about Simbiti, because, well, yeah, it sounds like, as you said, Jody, it's been voted the estate number one on the North Coast,
yes.
Which is a huge accolade because there are some stunning estates on the North Coast.
But we're the best.
And you are. Clearly, even if you say so yourself.
Not shortage of confidence. We're the best.
Clearly. For those that have not yet experienced what there is to enjoy at Simbiti, what is the position if you're a day tripper and you just want to pop in and maybe come for lunch or breakfast or look around?
So obviously the residential portion is closed unless you're a guest of a resident. But the country club, the entire precinct's open to you. So you've got the Fig Tree restaurant where you can have coffee, breakfast. I'm not biased. Best breakfast in the world. Lunch, dinner. You can have drinks at the drop zone bar. If you've got a slightly larger party and you want to hire one of our conference venues for a catered lunch, we do that as well. It's just, and then of course you can play golf. I don't play golf still. Oh. After 7 years at Simbiti, it's quite shameful. But you've got an award-winning executive golf course. So what's special about our course is that you can play the entire 18 holes in 3 hours. Am I right?
Three and a half hours. Yeah,
it's 3 hours. So that makes it very special. And it, what I've been led to believe, again, because I don't play, is that you use every club in your bag when you play Simbiti. So even an experienced golfer has fun on our course.
And if you've got family and you're looking for something to do with the kids, it's got a fantastic playground.
It really is. Listen, I'm not for public record, hashtag on radio, but I've even slid down our slides. They are absolutely fun. If you've got kids, it's a really amazing play park. And it's hours of fun there. So, yes, absolutely.
So, there's literally something for everyone at Simbiti. And if you would do yourself the favor of popping along, I think you'll find that it's well worth the visit. Getting through the security procedures at the gate is actually a breeze. It's good to know that you have a protocol in place to keep everyone safe. But it's not daunting, and it's certainly not exclusive in the sense that they'll chase you away if you don't look nice.
I don't need to ask Simon about that.
They've let me in before they'll let you. But it really is it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to chat to you all before Christmas, and we wish you all a magnificent festive time. And in 2024, when the new sporting complex comes on stream, there's going to be so much more to talk about, and no doubt lots more entertainment to talk about, lots more golf to talk about, lots more excitement to talk about. So that's where we'll end it for now. My very special guests, Jody Chetty, Simon Taylor, and Dane Foslu.
There you go.
All from Simbiti. Thanks so much for joining me in the afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
And another Christmas tune, we think.